With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The government shut down, creating a major crisis at air traffic control centers. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the length of the shutdown making it rough for a lot of workers.
A lot of our people can go through the myth of one paycheck, and it's hard for them, but a lot of them can get through it. None of them can get through two paychecks. And so, again, if Democrats don't get their act together very quickly, you're going to see huge problems. And again, I would come to them with a clean heart and say, open up the government, and then let's have a conversation.
Passengers injured on a JetBlue flight that had to be diverted. Here's Bill Alexander.
The flight bound for Newark was diverted to Tampa due to control issues experienced by the flight crew. That's according to the Federal Aviation Administration. Some of the passengers were injured. That's according to JetBlue. Flight 1230 diverted to Tampa International Airport at about 2 in the afternoon. The Airbus 320 left Cancun International Airport and was headed to Newark Liberty.
The investigation now into the crown jewel heist at the Louvre Museum is heating up with even more arrests. Angela Charlton reports.
One was identified because his DNA was found in the Apollo Gallery, where the theft took place. Two others have been given preliminary charges in the case, but the jewels themselves have not yet been found. The Paris prosecutor made a plea to those who have the jewels to hand them over, saying they cannot be legally sold anywhere in the world. But experts say they're probably being cut up and sold on the black market instead.
Ohio's Republican-led redistricting committee unveiling a new House map that would give the GOP a chance to win two more seats in the elections. That move could support President Trump's effort to maintain a slim congressional majority. It comes amid a nationwide battle for partisan advantage. This is SRN News. Abortion legislation is surging through the Pennsylvania legislation.
A total of seven bills, each designed to promote abortion and its attendant industry, are under consideration by lawmakers in the Keystone State. One of the measures would allow women to terminate their pregnancies right up to the moment of birth, while another one would shield abortion doctors from legal action. If all or most of the legislation is passed, it would make Pennsylvania one of the most liberal states when it comes to abortion anywhere in the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
Federal judge in Oregon blocking President Trump from pulling sexual education funding over curricula mentioning so-called gender diversity. U.S. District Judge Ann Aiken issued the preliminary injunction as part of a lawsuit filed against the Health and Human Services Department by 16 states and the D.C. The plaintiffs argue that pulling such money violates separation of powers and federal law. This is SRN News. Jurors have convicted a California animal rights activist. Keith Peters has more.
That's because she took four chickens from a major Purdue Farms poultry plant. Zoe Rosenberg was found guilty Wednesday of trespassing and conspiracy. She says she was rescuing the chickens, but prosecutors say she broke the law. The 23-year-old activist faces more than 5 years in prison. She was charged with one count of felony conspiracy, one count of trespassing to interfere with a business, one count of trespassing on land where an animal is held for human consumption, and one count of tampering with a vehicle. Keith Peters, Washington.
United States experiencing a shortage of pennies after the government stopped production earlier in the year. A lot of liberals are upset, saying it's not right. However, what they are forgetting, the government points out, to make a penny, it actually cost about 2.5 cents. More details, SRNnews.com.